Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, December 11th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows candidates and outside special interest groups spent nearly $101 million in the 2011 and 2012 recall elections. A review of campaign finance reports filed by the recall candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and state senate, and independent expenditure groups that got involved in those races found that most of their money was paid to out-of-state companies for campaign services. Over half the money spent was for negative television commercials that most of the public has come to abhor. With us to talk about the specifics of the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, can you review the major findings in the Democracy Campaign report, where the money was spent, what it was spent on, who got it?
Well, we looked at about $101 million worth of spending in the 2011 and 2012 recall elections. That spending where it was actually reported on campaign finance filings, and we could look at where that money went, look at who got paid by the campaigns for campaign services. And about $32 million of that total was spent within Wisconsin. It went to firms operating here in Wisconsin. About $69 million went out of state. Some of that money, of course, returned because it went to big advertising firms all over the country, but particularly in the Washington, D.C. area and out on the East Coast. But some of that money, of course, ends up returning to local television stations, and they air the ads that are both produced and placed by those big advertising firms. But obviously the big expense is television. That was more than half of the total spending. So we run down all of the various areas that campaigns spend money on, but the one that jumps out, of course, is TV.
Why do you think so much money for campaign services got spent outside Wisconsin? Doesn't the Badger State have places that can print and mail material and consultants who can strategize for these candidates and groups?
Well, there are certainly advertising firms, and there are certainly a lot of printers in Wisconsin. So, it is curious that two-thirds of the money ends up going to companies that are operating outside of Wisconsin. I actually think the reason is that so much of this money was spent not by candidates and their own campaigns, but by outside interest groups. And a lot of those outside interest groups aren't based in Wisconsin. They operate in places like Washington, D.C. They operate on both coasts and sort of all points in between. And if you look at the spending, candidates were much more likely to pay in-state vendors for campaign services, and the interest groups were much more likely to be spending their money outside of Wisconsin and to create advertising, to create election campaign pitches that ended up being seen by people here in Wisconsin. But the people who were actually paid to produce it were out of state. So I think the fact that we now have campaigns that are so dominated by outside interest groups, almost to the point where sometimes candidates become bystanders, that's a big explanation. They're basically paying firms where they are. If it's a D.C.-based interest group, they're gonna pay some advertising firms and printers and all of those kinds of vendors in Washington, D.C. to provide that campaign material for them.
What were some of the top campaign items the candidates and groups spent their money on? Naturally, TV was at the top of the list, but what were some of the other items? And was the amount spent on TV a surprise?
Well, when you have to endure that nonstop television advertising and you see TV spot after TV spot, and you just can't get away from it, I guess it isn't a surprise that so much of the money is going to television. But like I said, we were able to look at about $101 million worth of campaign spending. $52.5 million went to TV. So, more than half of the total. And the next biggest expense isn't even close. So TV is the dominant expense for campaigns. $13.1 million went to mailing. All of the political junk mail that we get, getting mailing lists, doing the printing, doing the mailing, that costs about $13 million. Then you look at things like the wages for campaign staff, that was $6 million. Consulting was close to $6 million, just under that. Then you get to the next major form of advertising. Radio was only $3.6 million. You get some online advertising in there, $2.5 million. You get to robocalls. One of the things that people hate the most, these automated telephone messages, they are tremendously cheap to use. That's why there are so many of them. But total robocall spending was $1 million. So it's a drop in the bucket. They can do an enormous number of robocalls for almost nothing. $1 million out of $101 million spent. And yet it's something that people feel like they can't get away from. They're just constantly polluting their voicemail or their answering machines. And they're so sick and tired of these things. But the reason that they're used so much by campaigns, by interest groups and candidates alike, is because they're so blasted cheap. $1 million in total spending on robocalls.
Even though only one of every $3 spent in the recalls was paid to Wisconsin businesses and Wisconsin-based groups, it still amounts to $32 million. Isn't this amount of spending still a boost for the good old economy?
Well, you know, the reality is that $69 million went outside of Wisconsin that could have been spent here but wasn't. So, you know, there obviously wasn't any benefit from that activity. And yeah, you had $32 million spent here, but I got to believe that overall the impact on the economy has to be negative because during these peak campaign periods, the airwaves get taken up by all this political advertising. It forces a lot of commercial advertisers off the air. It makes it more difficult for them to do their advertising. That can't be good for business. Those commercial advertisers that are trying to sell you cars or sell you a new furnace or sell you an air conditioner, they basically are squeezed out during the weeks and months before an election. They can't do as much advertising, and that has to hurt their activity, their business. So I got to believe that overall, when you think about how much of this money is flowing out of state and then the negative impact that it has on commercial advertisers here locally, I got to believe that the overall effect on our economy is negligible and perhaps even negative overall.
So why is this astronomical spending really so bad? After all, the argument by some is that these groups and candidates raise their money from civic-minded individuals and other sources, and these elections didn't cost taxpayers anything.
Well, elections always cost taxpayers a lot because, you know, you can say that taxpayers aren't paying for these campaigns, but when you look at the actions that elected officials take after taking office and all of the rewards that go to those special interest donors, taxpayers are paying for all of those favors, all of those rewards, all of the tax breaks, the pork barrel spending projects, the no-bid contracts for government work. All of those rewards to those donors are paid for by all of us taxpayers. Now, we've done research here at the Democracy Campaign in the past that put a price tag on how much these donors are rewarded and how much it costs taxpayers. We were able to look at about $50 million worth of campaign donations that came into candidates for state office. We were able to identify at least $5 billion worth of benefits that those donors got at taxpayer expense. That cost taxpayers about $1,200 per taxpayer per year to take care of those donors. So clearly taxpayers end up footing a huge bill for elections. They just do it through the back door. They do it indirectly. And the other thing that's wrong with all of this is that all of this campaign money comes from such a tiny segment of society. We're talking about 1% or even less than 1% of the population that is supplying all this money. And then, of course, they end up owning our government, owning our elected officials. They end up getting all of these rewards as the elected officials feel obligated to cater to those donors so that they keep ponying up. You know, if we had all this election spending financed by a much broader cross-section of society, then you could say, well, yeah, maybe it is something that can benefit all of us. But the reality is that you've got a handful of extraordinarily wealthy donors that supply all this cash, and then they look to government to do their bidding, to reward them for those donations. And they do get those rewards. We've done study after study after study that shows that they get as much as $100 back for every dollar that they put into campaigns. That's what we found. $50 million went in, $5 billion came back to those donors. That's a $100 return on every dollar that they sunk into campaigns. That's what's so haywire about the system, and what ends up resulting in government that really isn't looking out for the average citizen.
Thanks for your thoughts, Mike. For more specifics about how the candidates and groups spent their money in the 2011 and 2012 recall races, please check out the December 11th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. Thanks for listening.